Hello and welcome to Beyond the Words. My name is Dimple Thakra and I am going to take you on a frigging journey with this podcast. I have been called your guardian angel by many. This podcast is for you if you are interested in understanding the truth about humans and what we say is not always what we mean, and if you are ready to come out of the spiritual closet, you're in the right place. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to Beyond the Words with me, Dimple Thakra, your host. And today I have the most incredible guest on the planet. Her name is Jo Day, and I'm so happy she's got an easy name to pronounce. Jo Day. And she is the owner, founder of Audio and Co. And you're going to find out how we met and what she does in this podcast and how special this beautiful woman is. She's so intuitive and it's crazy actually how this production came. So just a little piece as we go into it is, it was while we were, so I'm recording my podcast with Jo. She's incredible at providing the whole back stuff, like, oh, you know, if you ever want to record a podcast and the thing that's stopping you is all the frigging tech and all that shit, right? Let Jo take care of it. I'm not being paid for this ad. Let Jo take care of it, right? This is coming right from my heart because it's so easy. You just literally, she sends you a link, you have to show up and you just, you book and you show up and you just speak, right? You just,
it's
like
that easy.
It's that
the
easy.
The magic happens.
So that's the first piece. So without further ado, I want to introduce Jo Day today to Beyond the Words. And we have had the most incredible conversations behind the scenes recording this podcast. And I would love for us to start, Jo, with telling the audience a little bit about yourself and how you came to creating this incredible service for people, really, of sharing their stories.
Thank you very much for having me on Beyond the Words. I feel really honoured. Right then, so a little bit about me. I'm the owner and founder of Audio & Co, and it was an accidental business. So pretty much like everything outside of my corporate career has been an accidental business. So converting a hobby or an interest into something that's can generate money. So I've monetized hobbies is what I've done. I've spent 24 years in the UK energy markets as a business consultant. And then in August 2022, I decided to leave my corporate career behind and focus very much on publishing, which I've done, been doing publishing now since 2017 with my best friend, Abigail Horn, who owns Authors & Co. And that came about whereby I was supporting Abby in setting her business up. So I wrote my autobiography to put that my book through the process, to test the process, so that I was Abby's first friendly customer. And when my book came back from formatting, we weren't happy with it. So we sent it back. It came back again. We weren't happy with it. And every time we sent the book back to make little tweaks and changes, it was £50. So you can imagine the size of the bill every time we were tweaking it here and there. So I said to Abby, forget it. Like, let me figure out how to do the formatting of the book. So I was in Lanzarote at the time on holiday, and I spent a couple of weeks learning how to do all of the Kindle formatting and paperback formatting and hardback. And it was a temporary thing to support Abby back in 2018, it was May 2018 now, whilst she found somebody else that could do the formatting of books for her. And here we are in 2023, August 2023, and I've formatted every single book that's come out of Authors & Co. And 3 years ago, we started to get more and more requests for support with audiobooks and podcasts. And then that's where Audio & Co was born. It was from client demand. We kept saying, sorry, we don't do it.
Wow.
We don't do podcasts or we don't do audiobooks. Abby wanted to retain Authors & Co. to be very much about book writing and the print and digital, whereas audio is a very, very different beast in terms of tech stack and the requirements. So I set up Audio & Co.
Wow. So you've created businesses from doing what you love with people that you love.
Yeah.
Finding the demand and learning how to be the supply to the demand.
Exactly that, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so when we had two or three requests for an audiobook and we've turned them away, it was like, hang on here, we're leaving money on the table here. We could actually be offering this service.
I love it.
So I went away and learned how to do everything to do with audio.
God. So viewers, if you are listening to this or watching this and you are sat at home stuck because you don't know how to set your business up or what, like, take note. Just, like, there's nothing in the way. You know, just go learn.
Yeah, the focus in the energy sector. So back in 2010, the market started swelling and changing. You know, there wasn't just the big six energy suppliers. New entrants were coming through. And I saw a gap in the market there and I focused on new market entry. So I used to help energy suppliers come to market. I used to set energy suppliers up, support them for 1 or 2 years. Then I'd go and set another one up and then another one and another one. So setting new businesses up is something that I've been doing for a very long time. Looking at the opportunity or where's the demand or where's the need and filling the gaps.
Incredible. And you are so intuitive in the way you do it. You are incredibly intuitive. So let's talk a little bit about how we met and how your intuition has supported my work in my book and also in this.
Yeah, I was formatting your book through, so you wrote your book, yeah. Roadmap to Purpose, yeah. with Authors & Co.
Mm-hmm.
So I was introduced to you during the book writing process. I'm the very last person that you get to speak to deal with the interior of your book. And we jump on a Zoom call and we check everything and make it so that you're happy with it. And I started to get to know you more as a person through your book, Roadmap to Purpose. I remember distinctly, it was like 2:30 in the morning. It was a night I couldn't sleep. 2:30 in the morning, I thought, I'll do some book formatting. And I got to the chapter where you were describing your event with Tony Robbins. And I went from formatting the book to suddenly realising I was no longer formatting, I was now reading.
Really?
And not many books have that effect on me. So I format an awful lot of books and I don't read the books as I'm working. I haven't got time. So to suddenly find myself going from formatting into I'm full on reading this book and it's the middle of the night and rather than formatting, I'm now reading a whole manuscript.
Yeah.
Was quite impactful. So I think that was the starting point of what I'd like to say, a very intuitive, beautiful friendship.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. The moment I met you, Joe, I just felt your heart. I felt like when you meet Joe, you don't realise how special, yes, and successful she is because everything you do is from heart. And so often you don't get successful people, financially successful and abundant, that also have the heart that you have, right? And that's why you're so abundant in all the ways, in all the ways. And what I mean by that is in love, is in relationships, is in deep friendships, because you're honest. You're authentic. You are who you are. You don't pretend to be anybody else, right? And that's what I fell in love with you. I really, like, I admired that in you, that I can see why Abby's your best friend. I can see what people see in you. I can see how there's no bullshit with you, right? This is who I am. I'm here to help you. This is what I can do.
Mm.
I can do this for you.
Exactly that, yeah.
And that's what I can do.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what it is, Dimple? I tried to show up and be who I wasn't. And right. I was constantly masking. And masking just made me exhausted, that when I got in, it made me want to shut the doors and
take your mask
put
off.
My PJs on and hide. Yeah, so take my mask off. Masking was exhausting. And then a few years ago, I just decided, do you know what? I'm not putting my mask on today. I'm just going to show up as me. And if I don't find my people, my tribe, then they're not my people anyway. So if people have fallen away, they weren't, you know, it's season, reason, lifetime. Yeah. Very much a believer in that. But they're my people for a reason at that point. And if they're still not in my life, it's because I've grown as a person and the mask's off now. Like,
how did it feel?
I am who I am. And
how did it feel to take the mask off and step out the door?
It's quite liberating, actually, because, you know, I get to show up and I get to do Instagram stories and just be me. And you'll know this because you've seen. I have a whale of a time.
I take the
kettle out of the kitchen up into my bedroom, and then somebody points out that you could just buy a coffee machine. I'm like, I know that. But
oh my god,
just showing up naked on Instagram with my cup of tea. Well, why not?
Oh, and do you know, so many people I've recommended, I know you've taken a back seat for a short while with social media, but I'm sure when we, like, you're my first guest on my podcast, so when we share this, right, I'm sure you'll be back on, and if you're not, you will be soon, I'm sure.
I definitely will be.
So many people I've recommended your stories to. Honestly, guys, if you are looking for some funny, honest, light-hearted entertainment and some real business stuff, real strategy stuff,
mm-hmm.
all wrapped in one, please, please, please follow Jo. She's hilarious. Her stories are just, I swear to God, if we could just record your whole life like that, where you're pottering and doing...
Well, that was the whole point. Yeah, so that's what I was doing. And the reason... I mean, I've cleared my Instagram profile down for now temporarily, but I've archived all of the stories. But what I was doing, Dimple, and there's a reason there. So a little bit of my background. So my dad died when I was 11. He died of cancer. Oh. And I can't remember what my dad's voice sounds like.
Oh.
And at the time, we've got black and white photographs of him, but no video footage. And I can't remember what his voice sounds like. And I often daydream and think, if my dad phoned me today, would I know it was him?
Wow.
And I don't think I would, because I can't remember his voice. So the reason I do all of the Instagram stories that I do is so that when I've departed from this fleshy being of mine and gone off to do something else somewhere else in the universe, that what I'll leave behind is a whole catalogue of what I used to get up to on a daily basis, so that my grandchildren, and it's the legacy of, well, what was my great grandma Jo, what was she like? Well, here, go and watch this.
Yeah,
this is Jo's life documented, snippets of it throughout the day. So, you know, you haven't got to go to Friends Reunited or some museum somewhere and have a look in an old book with a quill pen, you know, who I was. You'll be able to see who I was.
So yeah, profound and so significant now that you now create audio files for people, right? Just think about that.
Exactly that. So the strap line that I use, and it's on the Facebook profile and on the website, is recording audio, recording history.
Yes.
And that's the intent. The reason that I do it is because we're not just capturing, you know, people's thoughts here. It's thoughts, feelings, history, life stories, people's... Look at what you've shared in podcast episodes about your mum so far, and all of your life experiences. You've shared it within the podcast for the world to listen to now.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. There's something about the...
It's that ancestry that you...
It is, completely, completely. And there's also something about the frequency of the voice, right? The energetics behind the voice.
Yeah.
Right? You've said that
exactly, yeah.
My voice is very much radio voice, right? And there are
certain
voices that have a frequency that people can connect with beyond the word,
yeah,
right? And so for you to...
Exactly that.
Right? So tell me a little bit about your intuition. I'm dying to know. How did you discover, like, tell us all about... Do you believe that intuition for a start? Because I feel like sometimes you hide it.
I think I do hide it. Right, so intuition and how did I discover it? Yeah. I think I've always known I've had intuition. Like my gut, my intuition, my gut feeling is so strong, but I've suppressed it for a very, very long time. And then in Bali, myself and Abby went on an ultimate human experience in Bali.
You and Bali, you and Abby are quite characters together. You're like
so... Yeah. So we went to Bali. We went to find ourselves in Bali. Let me tell you, I found myself in Bali.
Like, what is that?
I've got to tell you this story.
So, what's the film called, though? Where they go to Greece, though? The women go to Greece, but they go to find them.
Mamma Mia?
Yeah, that's it. It feels like in Bali.
Yeah. So we hiked through the jungle. I've just set the scene here. There's tarantulas and pythons, snakes and all sorts. It was quite dangerous, but we didn't know. So we haven't even got a sticky back plaster. We haven't got nothing with us, you know, bottle of water, off we go.
Plaster.
Hiked through the jungle to this waterfall where you get under the waterfall and you really start to think about the manifesting piece that, you know, you're going to manifest. Imagine this, Dimple. Me and Abby under a waterfall doing my little manifesting thing, right? And I open my eyes and Tarzan has stood there.
No.
So I'm tapping, I'm not even joking, in the middle of the jungle in Bali. I'm tapping Abby going, mate, yeah, a long blonde-haired, muscly, tanned 27-year-old man. And I'm tapping Abby, this is 6 years ago, going, mate.
Is this what you manifested?
I think I've just manifested Tarzan.
Love it.
So anyway, needless to say, I've been connected with James ever since. It was a chap that he used to live in Australia and he decided, let's get out of the rat race, withdrew his savings, went off to Bali and he built himself a hut in the jungle and then another one and another one. And he lives on the hillside in the middle of the jungle in Bali. And he just literally walked to the waterfall and he was just washing his golden blonde hair in the waterfall. But the lady who was with us, who was doing the retreat, she knew him. So he took us down to the huts and...
Wow.
Honestly, it was amazing. So... That was when I first thought I'd got this intuitive thing going on, and I believed it so much. I'm going to show you this now. You won't be able to read it from there. It's upside down. Mm. But I've had three kind of pyramids, triangles drawn, overlaying each other. And in the middle, tattooed right in the middle, I don't know if you can see it, Dimple, it says Yoni.
Oh.
Yeah. So Yoni is... like female, yeah. And then it says, underneath Yoni, it says connection. And to the left, it says belief. And then it says genius. So Yoni, the female intuition, connection, belief and genius.
Wow.
And these are all the words that came up for me whilst we were on this retreat to sort of say, well, believe in yourself and you don't have to mask anymore. You don't have to pretend who you are. Just show up and be yourself and then... Shortly after being in Bali, that's when my autobiography was released.
What's it called?
So, yeah, Strength and Power.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So how many books have you written right now then?
I've written 2 solo books and 3 collaboration projects.
Wow.
And what's your... And I'm halfway through. Can I swear on the podcast? My second book is called What the Fuck? Yeah.
Oh my God, guys.
And it's a bit of a...
You have to read
satire.
It.
Yeah, it's a bit of a satire look at the world, a bit tongue in cheek. It's just comedic.
It's so funny. You should be on Stand Up with this material, seriously. Just the way you say it, the way you write it, it's just... You and Abby both are gifted writers, gifted and gifted.
Yeah, I do enjoy writing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So good. So that's how you discovered your intuition. Tell us a bit about what you think intuition is for you and how it shows up for you. any stories of how that?
For me, it's decision making. It's a decision making process for me.
Okay.
You know, do I go left or right? I trust my gut instinct that, you know, it will show me the right path. I don't know if I would refer to it as intuition, but I let the universe decide a lot of things for me now. I go with them. I call it going with the flow. We'll go with the flow.
Yeah.
But there's always this feeling of, yeah, don't know if it's the right path that I'm going down, but that's the path that I'm going down. So intuitively, it feels right. So as an example, right now, I mean, you know this because we've spoken about it, but I had quite a serious fracture in my marriage a couple of years ago, and then September last year decided the marriage was over. And intuitively, what felt right to me was to get my ex-husband now off the island. I live in Lanzarote, so get him off the island and for me to come back. Everybody thought I was crazy. My family, friends, they were like, why are you going back to Lanzarote on your own? You've got nowhere to live. You've just bought this house in the UK. But intuitively, I don't feel like I belong there. It doesn't feel right. It's like buying new shoes and then just not feeling right.
Yeah.
So life just didn't feel right. Like, I want my shoes to be comfy and I want my life to be comfy. Yeah. So my intuition was telling me to get back on a plane and come and fall back in love with Lanzarote, which is what I did. So even though I still had a house in the UK, I left it empty for 2-3 months whilst I came back here.
Wow.
You know, so that's all gone now. So I'm like a little vagrant at the moment, Joe in a suitcase. I've got rid of all my worldly belongings, and that was an experience, Dimple. That's I've done it twice in my life now. So when I moved to Lanzarote in 2018, downsizing your life into 3 suitcases, it's an incredibly humbling experience of how attached you are to material things. And I think I realised then, actually, I'm not that attached to material things anymore.
Mm.
What I'm attached to is emotion and feeling. So the more I've detached from material stuff and designer goods and fast cars and houses and said, actually, what is really important to me are the experiences, the taste of the food, how champagne makes the bubbles in your mouth and how that tastes, and the warmth of the sunshine and the noise of the ocean and the views from a mountaintop. All of these things to me are happiness.
Wow.
And that's my intuition that's guided me to say, well, this is what happiness, true happiness, actually looks and feels like. And because I've followed that intuition, I think I've been able to show up as a much better person.
Yeah, and therefore magnetised happiness in your life. And it's just beautiful. Yeah.
This is like last weekend.
Tell me.
On Thursday night, decide, let's go and climb a mountain. So book a ticket to Tenerife, fly to Tenerife first thing in the morning, and then go and climb. And here's another story. See, if I could do my Instagram stories, you'd know all about this. Jump, hire a car. Let me tell you, hire a car at the airport at Tenerife, jump in the car, and in their broken English and my Spanglish, they tried to tell me that I needed to put petrol in the car. Well, of course, I thought they were telling me there was a quarter of a tank of petrol in the car. So we get in the car, drive up Mount Teide, and we're 35 kilometres up the top of a mountain, and the car ran out of petrol.
Oh, God.
We're in the middle of nowhere, halfway up a bloody mountain. So we managed to, on fumes, it was a hybrid car, they were electric in. So I put my solar-powered brain in gear. Right, let's get it to this restaurant where we can turn it around on this windy road on this mountain. Because if we'd have kept going, it was 30 kilometres, 35 kilometres to the nearest gas station. And at this point, the car's showing no kilometres and it just kept beeping, say, you're out of fuel, yeah? So we managed to turn the car around, put it in neutral and rolled it all the way down the mountain, 22 kilometres in freewheeling it down a mountain. The best fun. It was the best fun. We got it to the gas station and then That's when I was voice clipping Abby going, mate, honestly, never going to believe what's just happened. So I ended up having a glass, very large glass of red wine at a petrol station. Yeah. And then attempted to go up the mountain again the next day with a full tank of fuel. No.
Honestly, those mountain roads are scary enough. Without freewheeling.
I know, but it was...
speed. Oh, my God.
I know, but the more you freewheel in a hybrid car, the more charge it puts into the battery for the electric element.
Yeah.
So I was watching and going, right, come on. It's charging the car. So where we were on the flat bits, we could move.
Yeah. Wow.
So it was really, really good. Yeah.
So good. So I want to...
There you go.
Yeah. So funny, isn't it? When we trust our intuition, we're always protected and we always end up being safe, right? There's no...
Yeah.
So what...
Another thing.
Go on, tell me.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, this is another thing. This was last weekend with my intuition. Or is this manifesting? I don't know. Go for lunch. Right, I'll tell you what we need to do after lunch. This is the conversation that I had. Drive into town, 6 kilometres. We'll go to the beach, Los Cristianos, as it called, or wherever it was.
Mm. Yeah, Los Cristianos.
We've got 4 hours before we need to get back to the airport, so we'll go to the beach, and then we'll go and sleep off this great big steak dinner that we've just had, yeah? Where are you going to find a bed? Don't worry, there'll be a parking space in the middle of the day, in the middle of a really busy resort. We'll find a parking space, and then we'll go on one of them lazy day beds. Yeah. Straight into a parking space, I'm not even joking, which was just like, yeah, well, that's a fluke. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Walk down the steps path towards the coast to where the ocean was, mm-hmm. and the very, very first bar that we came to had a hot tub, like a lazy pool and lazy beds all around the pool, 2 mojitos, lazy bed, little nap on a bed for an hour. Like, that's manifesting.
Perfect.
That's intuition.
That is intuition.
Yeah.
That's you deciding and designing and defining.
Yeah, I said in the restaurant, this is what I want to do next.
Yeah, and that's what
the
universe lined up.
It showed up.
Yeah. And this is the true power of somebody who's living in alignment. There is no time waiting. It just happens. When you live in full alignment, you have absolute certainty it's all going to work out exactly perfect. Right, you could have at the top of that mountain gone, oh my God, what are we gonna do? And no, you just knew you would be
spun the car, spun the car around, started looking at the counter, and all of a sudden it's saying 14 kilometers it can drive us.
Yeah,
we're like, the more you freewheel, the more it was charging the battery, and we were like, we're winning, we're winning here.
Go on,
let me tell you something else. This helps, right? This is any fizzy pop that you have, any drink that you have, always put it in a wine glass.
Yep.
Feels special, feels different.
Yep. I always have, I don't drink as much alcohol anymore. But when I go out, I still always ask for it in a wine glass or a champagne flute. I'll have sparkling water in a champagne flute.
In a tastes totally different.
Totally
right?
different.
Feels different.
Yeah, totally.
This is my bugbear. I had a rant about this back in January on one of the stories, let me tell you. How come when you go in a restaurant, and your friend says, I'll have a gin and tonic, but you're the nominated driver.
Yeah.
So gin and tonic for your friend, what you have? Just a tonic water for me. So I get given a crappy straight glass with a chunk of ice in. She gets a lovely gin glass with ice and a little umbra, and I'm like, why? Just because I didn't have the gin? Mm. I want the experience as well.
Mm.
So.
Exactly. I totally get you, Joe. So for those of you out there that own bars, non-alcoholic drinks would like to be served in the same way as alcoholic. Thank you very much.
Exactly, It's the experience. The experience.
Totally
so
experience.
Don't be afraid of asking, of saying, can I have it and still have it in the same, I still want the same experience. Yeah. I still want the same.
Yeah.
Treatment.
So true that. I mean, I even asked for a little tiny drop of elderflower cordial so it kind of looks the colour of champagne as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Old Joe, though, Yeah. Pre-masking, Joe wouldn't have. I would have just gone, smile, thank you. And in my mind be thinking, this is rubbish. You know, never actually asking for what I want and saying please and thank yous. I'm the person that would go into a restaurant, the meal be absolutely diabolical, and they come to the table and ask me, and I'd go, yeah, it's all fine, thank you. Yeah. And then I'd leave, but never go back. But now I actually take the opportunity to say, actually, no, this is not quite right. Or
exactly, because they need that feedback. Yeah. But it takes courage, and it takes knowing that you're worthy of speaking your truth, quite frankly. Right, that you
speaking your truth.
It's a worthiness issue, that it's okay and it's safe for you to speak your truth, right? So I want
speak your truth, show up your truth, and live your truth.
So right. And so I want the viewers now to have a flavor of how we create these podcasts. I'm laughing because. But it first started off was just booking an hour, and it were never quite enough. So now we have 2 hours. So tell the viewers, Jo, what happened.
I mean, ordinarily, what podcast hosts would ordinarily do is they book the slots. If they've got a guest, they'll come on and book for an hour, or they'll have a couple of hour slots, and they'll come on with a podcast blueprint with some content of, I know what I'm talking about today. Whereas Dimple comes on with a cup of elderflower tea or licorice and mint. We have a little chat. What we're talking about today, Dimple, I have no idea. So we have this chat, don't we, behind the scenes, and then it's almost a bit of my intuition, which I think is why I get mentioned so many times in previous episodes. My intuition, thoughts about what we've seen this week, what's been going on, what's topical, some things that have happened in your past, something that's happened I've read on a social media post of yours, and then we have this little conversation. It's almost like a pre-podcast behind the scenes. I disappear, I switch my camera and microphone off, hit record, and then you produce the goods.
Yeah.
And there was one particular episode a couple of weeks ago. You remember, you said something about me and I stopped and stared at the screen, but you couldn't see me doing it, but you said, I've just felt your barriers go up, Joe.
Yes.
My cackles were up.
Yes, I remember it.
You remember?
Yes, I do. And this is what I want to share with the viewers and the listeners, is that don't be afraid to use your intuition, right? No, like Jo's experienced and the story she shared with us, and now this and how we produce this podcast, that it's okay to just show up and trust that the goods will be delivered in whatever's meant to happen, right? I knew intuitively that I was going to use you for my podcast. Like, I was going to hire you. I just knew. I knew that it would all work out.
Yeah.
I knew that we would broadcast at exactly the right time. I knew that it would be effortless, because it's taken 5 years making for me to get to this point. And I knew that I held.
And that was interesting in itself, Dimple. You'll remember, but it was something like 7:10, 7:15 in the morning, and you phoned me on Facebook Messenger.
Yes.
You said you'll either answer it or you won't. We ended up having a chat for over an hour, remember?
Yes.
About everything. We fixed the world that morning.
Yes.
And I shared stuff with you then that you went on to do a Facebook post that you tagged me in, and you said, and it was about the work that you do and my interpretation of what you did.
Yes.
And in my own circumstances, I'd kept sticking around and trying to make it work, and then eventually I was just like, no, I need to leave. I need to honour what you are saying in these posts.
Yeah. So fascinating, right? So it's almost like you are an activator for me. So you activate me and I respond in the podcast. So, ladies and gents, you're getting all the activations from Jo. and then... Also, what I love about what you do is, as well, you always, for me personally anyway, you give feedback afterwards. But sometimes when you're recording it, you're not sure whether that the message is landing or not. And I'm getting more and more confident with that, not necessarily needing your feedback, but loving it.
Yeah.
Right? And you have the way of just making people feel so at home. I literally feel like I'm sat with you in your lounge, just sat having a chat with a mate.
Yeah. That's where I want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. And then the nerves don't show up in your voice as we're recording.
Mm.
You know, I don't want somebody to come into the studio to start recording and be tech fearful and nerves in the voice. And if they make a mistake, worrying about that. That's why I'm here and I'm behind the scenes making notes of the dog barked or, you know, last week or the week before, you said, oh, hang on a minute, Joe. You know, I need to just go and say goodbye.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm here for, to make sure that whatever's going on behind the scenes, that the end product, what the listeners hear, isn't actually the full thing that was recorded. You might sneeze or cough or there might be a little bit of nerves or whatever happens.
Yes.
And that gets taken out. Yeah.
It's so professional. Yeah. It's done with so much elegance and so much grace and real comfort. I feel taken care of. So I thank you so much for that, because it means that we don't have to do many takes. It means that I almost feel like I'm talking to you when I'm doing the podcast, right?
Yeah, and you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get this. This is the best job in the world. In fact, I've got two of the best jobs in the world. The first job I've got is I get to create people's manuscripts into a book and I get to see them firsthand. If they then go on to do the audiobook, just like you did, Dimple, I get the author to read me their book one-on-one. How privileged is that?
Yeah.
Wow. Like I get a one-to-one audience with every author that ever records a book with. But if you're a podcast host, I get to hear every episode first.
So good.
Like front row seats every time. What's not to like? I feel the most privileged, luckiest person in the world getting to do this job. And it's reading and listening to audio. It's something that I love so much.
So
that's my big tip of the day, is find something that makes you want to get out of bed in the morning and that you love, and go and do that.
Yeah.
Go and do that.
Know that you can always make money from it. Know that the money will just come as long as you're doing what you love to do. Yeah. I hear it. I do.
Yeah, because it'll radiate from you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You magnetize clients. Don't worry about getting clients, because your clients will come to you when they feel that you're doing what you love to do. Because they'll want to work with you. Because it's effortless and easy. No? There's no textbook or... You'll feel like I do with you, Joe. You'll feel their expertise in their heart. And you'll feel the confidence. You know?
Yeah.
So brilliant. Well, I'm sure there will be many more episodes that you and I will be recording together, and I will love to have
you back.
I would love to have you back. But for now, what I want to do is end, as I always do with all my guests, with this one question. And firstly, to say thank you so much for coming in. It's been a privilege, and I love the way that you feel it's a privilege to have and hear front row. So I love that. And then the question I want to ask you is, what one piece of advice would you give somebody, or you've been given, that's helped you through your life, that is beyond the words?
Two words. Mm-hmm. Just breathe. Just keep breathing. Keep breathing. Yeah.
I felt that.
You're always, always one breath away from not being here anymore.
Wow.
So keep breathing.
Yeah. I just chills all over my body. Chills. Just keep breathing from Joe Day. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Privilege and honour to serve.
Thank you.
And the audience today. God bless. Thank you so much for joining me in Beyond the Words. Remember, if you've loved this, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. And don't keep it a secret. Let your friends, family, auntie, uncle, brother, sister, all of them know about Beyond the Words. And remember, all the resources that I've talked about today are available to you in the show notes.